You're on with Mario Lopez.
What's up? You're on with Mario Lopez. Joining me now in studio, top 10 finalists from the New American Idol, Dennis Lorenzo, Michelle Soucette, and Adam Sanders, a.k.a. Ada Vox. How are you guys?
Doing great.
Yes.
Did I jack up your last name? Is that why you laughed at me?
No. That was perfect.
Okay, good. I was like, I want to make sure I get it right there.
You really put effort into it, so I loved it.
Well, you know, it's important. It's important. So this journey, it must have been incredible. Was the whole Idol experience everything y'all thought it would be?
Yeah, it was that and a lot more. You know, meeting with so many talented people and learning from them. And we were talking about learning from the judges earlier, because it wasn't just a thing of like, you know, they judged us and that was it. They gave us tips on how to be better performers, but also, you know, better people.
Right.
Well. Yeah.
What surprised you all the most about this process?
Well, I thought it was going to be such a fairy tale story, you know, being an American Idol, singing and being in television and just getting makeup and getting dressed up. But it was honestly, I would say, an amazing experience, but scary at the same time. And right. The lack of sleep that we had in the very first week, which was Hollywood week, that right. Was crazy. Oh, my God.
Yeah, no, it's work. It's work. It's people want to think it's glamorous, but it's really all work. When did you know? You could sing. Like, at what point did you figure out you could sing?
For me personally, I've been singing since I was a young little child, but it was when I was 8 years old. I was in recovery from brain surgery in the hospital, and my mother would sing to me, and I said, you know what, this singing means something to me, and it's healing to me. So I started doing it, you know, and I ended up on stages singing professionally for about 11 years now. So I think the first time I stepped on stage and I said, you know what, let's try this, see how this goes. I got a good reaction and I said, you know what, maybe this is what I'm supposed to be doing.
There you go.
Yeah, I said, let's do this some more and see where it goes.
Well, y'all did incredibly well. All judges' choices in the top 14, which is just really huge. It must have gave you a lot of confidence. Adam, you've auditioned for Idol before. What made you want to perform in drag this season?
Yeah, you know, I've auditioned for the show for a total of 8 years, a total of 13 times. And
I like the persistence.
Yeah. I've auditioned multiple times in different seasons and whatnot. But you know what it was I've auditioned as Adam so many times before, 12 times. And then I made it onto the show. I said, you know what, let's try something different. Obviously, mm-hmm. something's not enough. So I came back as Ada and I was in the top 10. So, I mean, I feel like I guess I did something right. You know, it was that change that I needed to kind of flip me over into the mainstream, make me marketable, put me into the music industry. And because it's not just a singing competition, it's a competition to find the next big superstar. And every superstar has something that pushes them over the edge. And that just happened to be mine.
Well, I think it's admirable and a great message too. Never mm-hmm. give up, be persistent, work hard. Dennis, and you performed last, so people had the least amount of time to vote for you. You think that played a factor?
Yeah, of course. But, you know, people had their picks going in. And, you know, at the end of the first performance, I think Ryan said that there were like 1.8 million or a half votes at that moment. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I realized that I had to go out there and give it my all. I wasn't voted in the first time, so there was me thinking about all these things. To be honest, I went into the into this performance knowing that, you know, I'm either going to be voted through or I'm going to be off of the show. And I think that's a great place to be no matter where you are in life, you know, whether you're applying for a job or whether you're asking a girl out. It's either yes or no. And it's always kind of a yes or no thing, you know what I mean? So I went into this thing knowing that. Do I think I was at a disadvantage? You know, I guess you could say, yeah, but I was thinking about my daughter and, you know, my wife and my fans. And, you know, when I was homeless, I was thinking about all those things at one time. So I just went out there and gave the best performance I could. And, you know, here I am, but it's still successful. Last night was a success.
Good way to put it in perspective right there.
Thank
and
you.
Michelle, a lot of people thought your top 10 performance was your best. Do you think voters gave you a fair shot?
You know what? Do you think voters what?
Gave you a fair shot?
You know, I do believe that my last performance of Remember Me was one of my best, because throughout this whole process, I've grown so much as an artist and as a human. And one thing I've really learned is that you need to get out of your head and stop thinking about people judging you. Because one thing is singing for someone that wants to listen to you. And another thing is sing when you're being judged, when you want people to like you. So at this last performance of Remember Me, I was really out of my head and enjoying what I was singing, and I really gave my heart, and I was thinking about my family. So definitely, I believe that. And, you know, America didn't vote it for me, but I feel grateful that I made top 10 with the judges. They believed in me all the way here.
Yeah.
And that's just really going to push me harder and harder to be better every day.
Great. Y'all have great attitudes. Very great approach. Very good approach. So obviously this is a passion. Are we all in? Are we continuing to focus on this? Are you trying to balance other stuff at the same time, or what's next?
I think all of us are kind of planning on continuing from here. Like you said, we all have a really positive outlook on the entire experience. So we are all kind of planning on doing our own thing right after this, using this as a platform onto the next thing. This is just a step on our journey. And there are so many greater, bigger things that are waiting for us in the near future to come from American Idol.
Good for you. Good for you guys. Well, good luck. That's
thank
awesome.
You. Thank you very much.
Before I let you go, I'm going to put you on the spot, though. Quick questions, quick answers. All right, we'll go down the line. We'll start with Dennis.
Let's do it.
All right. Current song obsession.
Wait, current what?
Current song obsession. Like, what song are you?
Oh, song obsession. Oh, to be honest, right now, it's Wholehearted by Extreme. It's a song from 1991.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, On the Middle by, I don't remember her name.
Very good. Maren Morris. There it is.
This is Me from The Greatest Showman.
Okay. That's a great soundtrack.
Yeah.
Last show you binge watched?
Last show I binge watched was Stranger Things.
You're all caught up now?
Oh, I'm loving it.
Right?
It is amazing. Yeah, I can't wait.
I love it too. Grey's Anatomy.
Grey's Anatomy. Wow, people still binge watching that show?
Oh,
you're
yes.
too young to be.
Oh, yeah.
Really? There's like 26 seasons in or something.
You
my
learn
gosh.
So much from it.
They like what? Not medical stuff, right?
not medical stuff, but like.
Relationship stuff? What are you learning? Day to day stuff? Just life? It trips me out when I hear Grey's Anatomy like someone your age. So yeah, that's a trip. What about you?
Disjointed. I don't know if you ever watched it. It's a Netflix series.
I heard about it. I haven't seen it.
It's,
oh,
yeah,
that's right.
It's
that's
super
right.
great.
Wow, no, that sounds cool. Nickname growing up?
Oh, man. I had a few, but Den Quinn.
Den Quinn?
Den Quinn. And Denny Joe.
And Denny Joe?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You go, Ada.
That's your nickname? Imagine. Yeah. What can I say on radio?
What was it? We can bleep.
No.
We can bleep.
No, my grandmother's nickname for me was always Addie.
Addie?
Yeah.
Okay.
Show. Okay. La Pocho. And Michu.
And Michu.
Is that legal
¿De dónde
in
eres?
The United States?
De Venezuela.
De Venezuela. ¿Qué parte?
De Miami, pero nací en Venezuela.
¿Tus padres son de Venezuela?
Sí.
Ah, okay.
Oye, buen español.
Pues, nací. Look at you. She's from Venezuela.
I agree with everything
and
else.
And they call her El Pocho. Sí, in Mexican Spanish, Pocho, it means like sort of the, like you're not really in touch with your culture and you don't speak the language well.
Really?
Yeah, like I would be a pocho. No, I'm kidding. I just so clown myself. I don't know why. But what does it mean in like Venezuela? How does it translate?
Pocho, I don't know. It's just something that my dad gave me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like Mexican slang, it's not necessarily a compliment. That's okay. Dream like collaboration.
Dream collaboration. To sing with probably Beyonce or something like that.
Okay. Yeah. Michelle?
Bruno Mars.
Ooh, oh, y'all have good taste.
I love Tori Kelly.
Yeah, great taste. I love her too. Yes.
It's great.
Last one. Time travel destination.
Oh, time travel destination. I mean, if I could go back to the Big Bang, that would be great.
Okay.
Oh. Yeah, that would be awesome.
That's a good one. I haven't gotten that answer before.
I would go back to the Woodstock Festival.
The Woodstock. That's the cutest. Woodstock. Yes, I love it. Woodstock would be awesome. I'd go with you. We'd go trip out on Woodstock.
Everybody understood what I said.
I think I'd like to come back around the 70s. I feel like I would be able to make a big mark in the music industry there, and that's where I feel like I belong more musically.
I love that era. I love that era, too. I lied. One more. Celebrity crush growing up.
Growing up? Who was my celebrity crush going? I mean, there were a lot.
Name one.
I guess. I don't know why Lil' Kim just keeps.
That's okay. Nothing wrong with Lil' Kim.
Lil' Kim just keeps.
You got a little crush on Lil' Kim. That's all right.
Yeah, man. Lil' Kim.
Okay, you ready?
Ready.
Harry Potter.
Really?
Danielle Radcliffe is his real name.
Danielle Radcliffe is his real name.
Danielle Radcliffe. I
and
love
then
her.
He was gay, so I just couldn't.
Oh my God. See,
it.
They should have just let you talk more. Wait, you would have been, you would have won. I'm telling you, I loved it. Danielle Radcliffe, I would never have someone like you.
Yeah.
Or Daniel Radcliffe. Yeah, we've done it. He's a really nice guy.
I didn't
too.
Know he was nice. Gay. That's news.
Who's that?
That's gay. I mean, he's gay.
Is he? I don't think so. He's had.
I don't think he's gay. At
he's
all.
Had girlfriend.
Wait a minute. Don't,
he's not gay.
Don't. No.
I am so sorry. I am so sorry.
That's all right. That's all right.
Is she gonna be in the internet forever?
No, no. It's a little side note
no,
right there.
That's great.
What about you? What about you?
Gosh, I'm sorry. I just can't stop thinking about Michelle right now.
Harry
like,
Potter.
The only reason Danielle Radcliffe did not like me is because he was gay. you know, I think my celebrity crush growing up may have been Christina Aguilera. I'm not sure if it was because I liked her or because I wanted to be her.
Either way, it works.
But, yeah.
All right. Well, you guys are a lot of fun. Good luck in all your ambitions here. American Idol continues on Sunday. You can follow him on Twitter at Dennis Lorenzo, at Michelle Soucette, and at Ada Vox. Thanks again for stopping by.
Thank you, Mario, for having us.
De nada.
Thank you guys.
On with Mario Lopez.